Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Great cash, homie.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
What's going on, Goo? How you doing, man?
I got some good news and some bad news. Which one you want?
You know, I want the bad first.
I got ear pain in my
right
ear.
That's not bad news for me.
Wow, Evan, I got some pain in my right ear. Damn, that's how we really... Yeah,
it's okay. Probably from listening to me for
And the good news
years.
Is I'm walking
this guy
in.
Is such a D.
Truck driver Jay is on market, stops. Guru, I love you. This is all I hear in front of a lot of other people. Tell Steiny I love you and Goo. I said, what's your name? He said Jay, and I'm shouting him out.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Maybe he cares about my ear pain. I got some built-up pressure.
What happened?
I don't know. Maybe your voice.
I think it's an earwax issue. Do you want to get into it?
No, seriously.
Okay. You just go to a...
Kaiser.
An ear doctor.
Yeah.
And they'll basically take a, like a stake. Like a metal stake.
They did that to my kids years ago.
Into your ear.
No, it's water, Steiny.
They'll shake it, and then they'll pull it out.
Yeah, the wax.
And you'll be able to have, and you'll have six candles at your...
Look at you.
Well, there's a lot of pressure mounting. A couple of big games later today.
I know. I can tell. You know what? I can tell. Goo.
Warriors and Philly.
Who hasn't? Yeah, that's what we're talking
we're
about.
We're not talking about that one.
This could be a legacy game for the Cowboys.
Well, I think Niner fans want Dallas to lose. Because of the tie, and then you get that. Because essentially, let's just say they run the table, Dallas. They could finish 11-5. Help me out, Steiny.
5-1.
11-6-1. 11-5-1.
Yeah.
And if the Niners somehow went 2-2 and were 11-6, Dallas could get that last spot if they didn't get the division. So if I'm Niner fan, am I right? You help me because Detroit's higher than the Niners now. And then Evan, real quick, said, well, what about the matchup? I said, well, most likely if the playoffs start, you're not those teams aren't facing each other early on. That would both would have to win a game or two to hook up.
Yeah. We can get into that.
Yeah.
I think the Lions look a little more beatable now than the Cowboys, but that can change.
Yeah, they're going to be with that. What's arrived at Amon-Ra St. Brown? He's not playing.
So he's definitely out.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah. Hey, you know, one of the things...
Give me some good news, man.
Okay.
Warrior related.
D'Anthony Melton might be available tonight. There you go. You know, one of the things I think about a lot are Warrior fans. I feel like even though I'm not a Warrior fan, we have a symbiosis. You know what I mean? Connection. And I think I'm pretty good at sensing what Dub Nation's thinking at a given time.
All right.
And you know what this last week's reminded me of? I was wrong. What are you doing? There was no call for that because I haven't been wrong. we've turned the clock back a little bit. You know what? You know what today's date may as well be.
I am really interested to hear this.
February 4th. February 4th is what it's starting to feel
well,
like.
Well, you
right
stole
now.
That from me. That's last year when they got the Jimmy Butler trade.
Oh no, that was from the boss. The boss said that.
Well, I said it to you yesterday. This is how I'm feeling.
Hold on. No, I said.
I'm feeling pre-Jimmy Butler, two games under 500 right now.
Yeah, I feel like the season's at an inflection point.
But I feel like we opened up our basketball Christmas gift, and that was Jimmy Butler. Now we need another Christmas gift. And he went down with the calf issue last night in Milwaukee.
Who are you talking about?
Giannis.
Why?
Mona Shelburne had a report. I don't know if you saw it. She said the Warriors had the draft capital to be a player. We need something, partner. That's all.
What's that?
We need something for the future and now. And he
the greatest
he
songs
all the
of
boxes.
All time, Rolling Stones. You can't always get what you want.
Stop. I kind of like it.
But if you try sometimes, you just might find. You get what you need. There you go. Mick Jagger. All right. This show is off to a weird start. I didn't know we were going to get into the Cowboys for 3 minutes.
Well, you brought it up.
I know, but I was going to just talk about it. Skip over it, then come back. Because we will talk about some 49ers. Obviously, Giannis is out there, and it feels like this time it's serious. Do the Warriors have enough? Do you want the Warriors to make a run at Giannis? And I just have a lot of thoughts about the Warriors, but they're not organized well.
Oh wow.
So is this Steve Kerr's final season? Is it his last season with the Warriors? Can we start with there?
What are we doing
with the coach?
Well, it's up to him. And that's just a right on
have
the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control. He's been more chippy lately, and I wonder. And Evan and I talked about it at the cafeteria yesterday, having chicken Caesar salad. Is he being chippy because maybe he knows this is his last one? Or has he been this demonstrative before? He cannot be that guy. We saw that last year. But what are you making of Kerr and just his mannerisms? You feel like he's feeling anything? Frustration?
Well, if it is his last year, what's he trying to accomplish? What does the organization want him to try to accomplish?
Win at the highest level. Get closer to the mark as you can. The Western Conference Finals. And you almost did it last year until Curry got hurt. What else could there be? It ain't working the young guys out.
I just feel like the reason I'm saying we're at an inflection point is this team's 11-11. Steve Kerr's on the last year of his deal.
Yep.
Does quote unquote? How do we handle that? And our young, I'm starting to think our young players are. It's possible they're playing. But they're not part of the future. Like that's the I'm starting to think that, you know, we like Moody, we like Kuminga, we like Pods, but. I think the Warriors will move those guys, move some of those guys if they have to.
No day, and no doubt. And I've let this go, but I'll bring it back up. No shade, but now I think we could say it was laughable, if true, when the Warriors were, you know, attached to the Lauri Markkanen, and Pods was deemed untouchable. I don't think the Warriors have an untouchable young player on this roster, right? And you'll probably hug me for now finally giving in. But the Warriors' young players are just okay. Am I wrong? They're just, and that's Kuminga in it. They're just okay.
No, well, that's kind
and
of
that's
the way
not
I
good
feel.
Enough.
That's kind of the way I feel.
All right.
And you know, man, I mean,
I got a 37-year-old averaging 27 points a game, and
when he plays,
okay, when he plays, I don't like that, but when he plays, and just what's around him is not sufficient enough.
You know what Evan said? Evan said when Giannis's name came up, we were talking about it today. He goes, well, and the reason I'd probably do it is they need to get a player in here better than Steph.
Oh, wow.
And the last time we had a player in here better than Steph, they obviously were great with Kevin Durant.
No doubt about it. And the future part of this after Steph.
Well, that's see, I'm also thinking about Giannis. Hey, Giannis, you want to go to the Warriors? I'm willing to, sure. Well, he's got a year and a half left in his deal. Like, if you give up four or five picks for Giannis.
Okay, which I would.
What if he doesn't want to stay here?
But
what if Curry is clearly going to retire in a year or two, and Giannis is like, I can't stay here.
Well, he's got one more jersey to don. And I believe he would know that he would want that commitment if he were to tell Milwaukee and sign off on, this is where I want to go. That's just me.
No, but my point is, if Giannis wants to go to a certain place, they got to try to get him there. If they send him somewhere that he's open to but not sure, he's going to say to the Warriors or whoever, yeah, you know what? Let me go to the Warriors, see how it works out. And, you know, if I like it, I'll re-sign there.
That would be negligence then on Lakers' part to not have the commitment up the picks to me.
I mean.
And then risk losing them, Steiny?
Yes.
So that would be Curry's done. We all don't want that, but it's Father Time.
He needs to want to be here.
No doubt about it. And what about the big Greek population in the Bay?
Stop.
Anna Kakarakis. Like, dude, come on, man.
Guru.
The things they have in Oakland.
Now, that's funny.
What?
That's funny.
I'm not trying to be funny.
But it is. That's why it's really funny.
I think we have a nice population.
You know who else does Milwaukee? I bet you, and just for kicks, I bet you there's more Greek people in New York than in the Bay.
Evan and I had an interesting conversation about how big New York is compared to other places. Good God. But you might be right. But there's no Steph Curry in Milwaukee. And I think he really wants to play with Steph. I think there's something there. Not like you laugh. You don't think they talked about it?
No. But are you just ignoring that Giannis said he wants to go to the New York Knicks? Or not? And let me guess, that doesn't count. But your hunch that he wants to play with Curry is the true one.
No, I guess I missed that in real time, but I guess if he said that, then that's what's about to pop off. But Stoddy, I just feel like there is a mutual attraction between those two. And that's why we've been talking about this even before we met Evan.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. First of all, I'm having some fun with Warrior fans, but it does feel like after the last couple shows, I think Warrior fans are feeling like this is an inflection point of the season. Like, if they don't start playing better right now, then we got to start thinking about what the next phase is for this team if it's not continuing down this path. Am I wrong, first of all? Is everybody just calm, cool, and collected? This upcoming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're giving away three Warrior jerseys. All three are the town jerseys, and it's the ones they debuted in the November 24th game against the Jazz. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler, the town jerseys, are up for grabs, and one of them could be yours. Listen for your chance on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. For more details, go to 95.7 The Game. I'll show you those jerseys on the other side. That segment was brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental, the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You need Thundercats. I've been Shrek'd. I've never done Shrekking.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You're out of touch. You're out of time. Okay, Goo, here they are. We're going to be giving away three of these next week.
I love music.
One Curry, one Green, one Jimmy Butler.
Woo!
I'm holding it up.
Wait!
I really love, I love this color.
That.
I do like this color.
They
Jimmy
did that.
There it is.
Ooh, Jimmy Butler the third, Stoddy. Show it a little more. You do those quick, like your interviews.
This is the Curry one.
Oh, boy.
Curry 30. Curry 30.
That is clean.
There you go. We're going to be giving it away next week, so that'll be fun.
That's what you call
another
fresh
reason to listen to 95.7 The Game. Giannis out a month.
Well, 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, 2 to 4 weeks. Right. Let's call it 3.
Man.
That'll be about the time that he's eligible to be traded to the Warriors.
That's true.
Could you imagine 2 years in a row, Jimmy 1 year, and then the next one, Giannis?
You said, could you imagine? It's so funny. It was during the break, and I was just thinking about, could you imagine? And you know what I said to the chat? Because I can engage with them without even bring it onto the air. The question was this. Could you imagine where the Warriors would be if Steph Curry were aging like a normal player?
Oh, no, it would be over.
I mean, think about that for a minute.
If he were Chris, it would be over.
Think about that.
It would be over.
For a minute.
It would be sayonara. Now, Saran, it's a wrap.
Well, there would have been a silver lining.
Which is?
You could have gotten on with the show a little before than now.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're still... Here's another question I have for Warrior fans. Are we still all about building around Steph Curry still?
Yes.
Okay.
27 a game.
Come on, man.
That's what you signed up for.
And
real quick about those picks or the picks, because I got somebody on the Boxer and Gerzen work injury text line telling me, Goo, I'm not being realistic in regard to the – you still got to hit those picks. You had a pick with Moody. How did that work out? The 14th pick. You had a pick with Kuminga. How did that work out? You had the second pick with Wiseman. How did that work out? So just because you have the picks, Donnie, you still got to hit. So if I got Steph and I can go get me a net positive, something I already know that's proven, I'm grooving with that.
I would like... I really do feel like there's so much to talk about with the Warriors. But they have like three basic questions. And one basic question is, yes or no, are we still in the Steph window and that's how we're making our decisions?
Hell yes.
Okay, so that's a yes.
You know that. And Joe Lacob would say yes, okay?
What percentage of the fan base agrees with that, do you think?
I think 70-30.
Okay, because I don't at this point.
Shocker, but
it doesn't mean that I'm that way for throwing Steph under the bus. Yeah. It doesn't mean I'm throwing Steph
You're
under the bus.
You're ready to move on.
No, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm ready to move on from Steph. It just means I'm less likely to trade four future firsts just to get a guy in here for a year or two for a long shot of making a deep playoff run. Like I'm
and possibly getting number five during his tenure.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I want to know how many people are aligned to my way of thinking and how many people are aligned to your way of thinking, which is no, you do whatever you can and the future is not of a primary concern. And it sounds like that's where you are.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, I want to know let me just throw Evan in here real quick, and I don't know if he's been listening. You know, just philosophically without too much details. If the Warriors are still set on doing things from a perspective of Steph and doing things for Steph, are you less likely to do that now? I guess what I'm saying is, are you still in the all-in for Steph as a strategy?
I don't think they've been all-in for Steph. Like, this idea that they've been doing that, to me, is not true.
Okay, what do you mean?
I mean, what would tell you over the last 5 years that they've gone all-in for Steph Curry?
Well, it feels like they've tried to, whether it's like Paul George or Markkanen, and then they eventually got Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, but Jimmy Butler didn't cost you much. I mean, they still have control of four first-round picks that they could send to Milwaukee. So,
let's cut to the chase. Are you open to doing something like that still?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's a deal that if it's available, you kind of have to do.
Hmm.
I mean, again, I think it's as much about the trade itself as it is. If you found out that the Warriors had a chance to trade for Giannis and didn't do it, what would your reaction be?
I would say, what was the deal they turned down?
Well,
the deal,
according to ESPN Today, and there's a lot of other deals that teams have on the table that could outbid the Warriors, but this is the potential deal. Draymond Green, Jonathan Kuminga, Buddy Hield, and four unprotected first-round picks. But one of them is lightly protected, but it's only in the top 20.
See ya.
Like, if they did not do that deal and I found out about it 3 or 4 years down the line, to me, I think the majority of Warriors fans would be pissed about that.
And rightfully so.
Well, let's ask them at 888-957-9570. It'd be a tough one to turn down. I'm not going to lie.
And to Evan's point about they really haven't gone all in, the reason I'd be in the uproar is Giannis, to me, symbolizes, forget the Steph window and what he has left. He's going to be here, and he's good enough to lead after Steph's gone.
Well,
so you get to scratch two itches. You know what I mean?
All right, but let's be realistic and say he's in the East and they're not a 500 team. Like you ready for this one?
Yeah.
You're going to love this one, Goo. Because I did a little bit of a dive on Giannis.
Somebody still did.
He has trouble staying healthy.
Well, hey.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah.
I'll tell you who doesn't.
I'm waiting.
Buddy Hield.
That's why he's going to Milwaukee.
Buddy, I'm Batman.
Giannis's name is...
I would do that package in a second. You would too, wouldn't you? Come on, Stein.
You asking me?
Yeah.
There's an element of fool's gold I just don't like about it. And
I'm what part of it? You love Giannis, or you love Giannis, young Giannis.
He's almost going to be 32. Let me see. Here's the other big thing.
Look at that body, man.
He's got a player option in 2 years. Oh my gosh.
Do you want to win, Stoney? There's a price to it, baby. There's a cost to it all.
But here's the other thing. I don't necessarily like. So you clearly think if they got Giannis for Draymond Green and Kuminga, they'll win a title.
I believe
they're better than Oklahoma City.
No, not better, but as good as.
Okay,
you got Giannis
better than
to
Houston.
Worry about.
Better than Denver.
As, yes.
Okay. Well, you're still gonna have to negotiate the entire playoffs.
But man, you don't think they're in that discussion? You got Giannis and
better
Steph.
Than the Lakers.
You're keeping Butler, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Like, Stoney, that's a no-brainer to me.
Yeah,
How would Warrior fan be sleeping just knowing that's what you have at your disposal? That's what you're going to battle with. And you kept Jimmy?
You do realize how the Oklahoma City Thunder got to where they got, right?
Yeah.
They had to pay a little bit of a price.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like a two-year price.
Three.
Which
is too long for Goo.
No, don't put me in it.
No,
Well, that's my point. Nobody is ready to do that yet.
Where they are because they swindled the Los Angeles Clippers.
They are where they are. Oklahoma City.
They got an MVP and six first-round picks for a guy who can't even stay on the floor now.
Man. Life. Sports,
Paul
man.
George is out tonight, by the way, in Philly.
That doesn't necessarily work in the Warriors' favor.
Why not?
Because he's a hack.
Marcus Paul's a hack.
No,
Paul George is not a hack.
Paul George is, I'm putting Paul George into this category now. When I found out that I remember finding out when the Warriors were playing Sacramento, they were playing without Curry, if you remember. But then I saw LaVine and Sabonis were out for the Kings, and I said, that doesn't help the Warriors. Wow. And it didn't.
That's where you're at with Paul, huh?
I must say this. A 4 first-round unprotected is too much for me. It just is too much. Because, see, I understand when you say, well, we'll go get Giannis, and then he'll be here for 7 years. There's no guarantee of that. Like, I don't think people realize that if Giannis comes here and you do something this year and then Steph starts falling off. Yeah. Like, why would Giannis want to resign here if Steph is going to retire?
It's a Class A organization. Joe Lacob has shown you time and time again he'll spend and put the money back into the product. So I think that matters. The Bay Area, you guys could scoff or laugh. Why would you? We're from the Bay. I believe that matters. And it's just about the comfortability that Giannis would have to be. Like, Giannis can look at it and be like, I ain't no worse off than I am in my current situation in Milwaukee. And how long has it been like that, you know? So, man, Steiny.
Let's go to D in Washington to get us started. What's going on, D? How you doing, man?
Sinatra, Sinatra. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Hey, hey. What's up, baby?
Evan. Evan, you good, bro?
What's up, D? Yeah, I'm doing well. Back at you.
Hey, listen. This question is not for you, Evan, because I know how you feel. This question is for my guy, Sinatra, as in Steiny, and Guru. I want to know what in the world is going on with the 10 guards that currently that are currently part of the roster.
Yeah, that's on my
D. Why is it that you guys never take the time to address that part of the problem? Why is it that whenever you have Kerr or Mike Dunleavy or Lacob on the radio, you guys are interviewing these one of those three? Why is it that you guys never ask about that?
Well,
the
I don't ask about
basketball has changed. Let me be quiet and listen to you, man. Go ahead, Tanani.
I mean, we ask him about the roster, and like I said, Steve Kerr before the year thought this roster fit, and they've never completely bought into bringing a big man for the sake of a big man bringing him in here. I don't disagree with you, D, that the league has changed and they're very small.
Yeah, and they built a dynasty on lightweight being small, and now the league has shifted. And if you listen to the show, my man, we have talked about why do we have more wings than round table? Why are we so small? But that's what it is, and that's on Mike D. And yesterday, if you listen, I question, like, I mean, this is on him and Joe Lacob. Because this is what we're, it's just, it's apparent to the naked eye, man, when you watch just what natural disadvantage the Warriors are at, man.
Here's another thing.
We speak on it, man.
With the, just batting around some stuff, it's all Warrior related. So what came up yesterday? Monty Poole, you know what? Let me get this sound.
He was great.
This is where. Here we go. This is Monty Poole on the drafts of the Wisemans and the Moody's and the Kamingas.
The Warriors look miniature because they kind of are, you know. And Steve opened the season saying, you know, I really don't want to play Draymond at the five, you know, 82 games. I can't do that. And yet, it's not 82, but he's playing Draymond at the five more than he should, more than he'd like to, because that's the lineup. So, I think definitely size is an issue. There are people in the building who believe the same thing. And I'm curious to see what Mike Dunleavy does between now and the trade deadline because, you know, they're sitting on 11-11, and we all know nobody's happy about that.
Yeah, I think Monty brought that up talking about the size, and then it was kind of in conjunction with two guys that they had an opportunity to draft, okay. Franz Wagner and Trey Murphy.
Man.
Okay. I'm going to stop you right there. Why did you just say man?
Because just DNA-wise, those are exactly where the league is at. And when you got DNA like that and you got game with it, watch out. And the Warriors haven't had that in forever in a day.
Don't you see, though? This is what makes you think that Franz Wagner and Trey Murphy would have been able to break through coming onto the team that Moody and Kuminga had to come on to?
So fair, and it's as simple as you. The glass is half empty, and I'm saying it's half full because, Steiny, what's the difference as of what happened thinking you could do with Moody and Kuminga and getting them to a plateau that, to be honest, they haven't reached? And what if I tell you
that's
this?
That's my point.
And I'm going to dumb it down. It would have been fun to watch. Like,
it would have probably
been.
They
definitely are talented and taller. Like, man.
You do realize that it could have left. I think it could have left everybody as frustrated as we are now. I think there's a scenario in which Franz Wagner and Murphy are here. And I know it's easy to say, no way, Steiny, but I'm not convinced that they would be in a significantly different situation because what got them to where they are right now is a big part of being drafted by Orlando and whoever Murphy got drafted by, New Orleans. Pelicans.
Yeah, but at least wouldn't you feel better knowing, hey, no. The size is the reason.
Sure.
You know what I'd like? But that makes sense.
I am not giving the Warriors the benefit of the doubt that had they drafted Wagner and Murphy, they'd be significantly better off than they were drafting Kuminga and Moody, because Wagner and Murphy would have been drafted onto a so-called championship team, and they would have been held to the same standards as Moody and Kuminga, and they might not have been able to break through. Mm. Now, maybe they were so far ahead, and this is the other part. Maybe Wagner and Murphy would have been so much further ahead when they got here than those other guys that they would have gotten a head start. I mean, Wagner played 2 years at Michigan. Murphy played 3 years at Virginia. But why didn't they draft them?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either.
I have why you didn't draft Halliburton. And I know that.
They drafted a guy with 3 games of college experience, a guy who played a 14-game G League schedule, and a guy who played 1 year at Arkansas.
And who is that on? Because Joe Lacob has told us and Tim Kawakami on certain podcasts that Tim has had, Steiny, multiple times. We talked to Kirk Lacob. Now, Kirk didn't tell us this, but his dad did. That this is, it's not me just making the pick. It wasn't just Bob. It's not Mike. It's a collective. It's Steve's involved. So, I mean, I'm trying to be positive, Steiny, but it is just infuriating when you think about what looks like to be missed opportunities. It's not that they haven't had the opportunities, the missed opportunities. And I'll say this about Steve Kerr and the Draymond at the five. We've heard, we were at Lake Merritt the year they won and beat Cleveland with Kevin Durant. And we asked, and I'll never forget this, we asked Steve Kerr, you know, about next year. And he always talked about the great Stephen Curry, Clay at that time, and Dre. Their minutes were going to go down, and the youngsters on the team at that time were going to, you know, get more on their plate. And I'm just looking at Steph Curry's log, which I don't want minutes cut off. It just speaks to how just incredible shape he's in, Steiny, but he's still playing as many minutes as he did in 2018 and 19, you know, 7-8 years. Like, it's incredible that he's lasted. I bring that up to say is he said, oh, those minutes will be reduced just like he did Draymond not playing the five, and that is not actually happening, and I'm okay with it, but, I mean, I don't know, man. Those misses are big.
No doubt. No doubt.
And I think those chickens are coming home to roost.
Yes, and all I'm doing is questioning whether they were misses or whether those players were going to struggle regardless. And here, okay, 707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Stop it, Steiny. Franz Wagner and Murphy III would have broken through because they are better players than JK. Yeah. And Moody, and they came in as defensive players, not projects. Their offense would have developed regardless. Hey, I mean, and I'm not being smart. Yeah, right. If you say so, I'm more thinking about the situation that those rookies, even Wagner and Murphy, would have come into. I don't know how much better Wagner got between the time he was a rookie and today, and when Murphy was a rookie and today.
Do you have a problem with me going back? I'm sorry I'm doing this, y'all, but I have to. Jordan Poole's maturation, the good part of it. Why did that evolved and everything was smooth? We saw him grow, go to the G League, and then become a walking bucket.
When what happened?
I'm asking, you tell me.
I don't think
he almost phased Clay out. And he could have. I think that's what went wrong with Clay. Like, no, I'm just saying, we saw that egg hatch.
Well, and how did the veterans respond to the egg hatching? They just weren't crazy about it. I think.
I think Curry and just nobody cares, but I think Curry and Jordan Poole still have a relationship, Stoney. Like, I don't think that Curry wasn't like, oh my God, why you're getting too big.
Here? Why is Poole not?
He
here?
Got it hit in the face.
Yes. By who?
Draymond.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not lumping Curry in. I'm just
saying. So there was some jealousy, you're saying? Like, that would have reared it to, I don't.
So now, okay, I love this. Yeah. So you believe the Warriors veteran.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Players have done a great job of paving the way for the younger players who have been drafted over the years.
Now, it's funny you asked me that. I told you I felt lied to by this Warrior culture when I found out what was going on and how Draymond said he wasn't there for Kuminga and he's going to try to fertilize that relationship. That hurt me. The Jordan Poole punch and no suspension, that hurt me. I can't lump every OG or veteran on the Warriors, Iguodala included, Stoney, saying they weren't the good OGs to the youngsters. I can honestly say Dre doing what he did to Poole, but I don't think there was sets or syndicates on the team to where, nah, that's not who Steph is. And that's why I feel like when I see him interacting, you can say, Goo, come on, it's easy to say I'm watching on TV, but I really believe he liked watching Jordan Poole grow and they played together and he helped him win a title.
And I'll bet you a million ways to Sunday he didn't advocate for the Warriors not to trade him. But I'm just questioning the idea that if the Warriors had drafted a few different players, their future would look significantly different. And I'm just telling you, I'm not convinced that that's the case because of the situation that Wagner and Murphy would have been drafted into too.
To a sense, and I'm not speaking for you, I feel like you're kind of robbing them of their evolution as well, those two players, by saying that. Like saying they wouldn't have popped because of what was in front of them.
Well, what rookies popped for the Warriors? Like, what young player has popped?
Jordan Poole.
Okay, how long did that take?
It took a while.
Okay, so I don't believe for a minute that, like,
Murphy and Kevin Durant in here, that what's the word I'm looking for? Stopped all progress for a lot.
Right. And so even if Murphy and Wagner were here, they would not have hit the ground running. I don't think.
You didn't need them to, I don't think, either.
Well, you'd need them to now, and I don't know that they would have gotten that opportunity. 888-957-9570 is the number. Is anyone out there on board with me and maybe trying to make a move to get a few more draft picks? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And that segment also brought to you by the Los Altos Village Association.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.